104.5 The Team, your home for New York sports. We're joined by NFL Network's Brian Baldinger, of course, college football for Fox Sports, Westwood One. The guy's everywhere. So if there's a football being tossed around, Baldy's there. Let's start with the hard question. What's your reaction to the Ezekiel Elliott suspension and appeal?
Well, I you know, the suspension, we don't know any of the evidence that has been compiled for over a year by the NFL. So it seems pretty harsh on the surface, but yet we don't know what the evidence is and what they have. And I would naturally think that Ezekiel Elliott, who hasn't been charged with anything, is going to appeal. And, you know, the jury or the judge that's going to hear the appeal that was just announced, so he's going to get his chance. We have seen Greg Hardy have a 10-game suspension reduced to 4. We've seen a Tom Brady suspension completely eliminated and then given back and not rescinded. So we've seen every example of what could happen, and I can't even begin to speculate because of just how wide the range of what could happen is right now. So I'm not surprised, and I'm not surprised by both the suspension and Ezekiel's immediate appeal.
Brian Baldinger with us right now. Baldy, we're here in Giants land. Odell Beckham Jr., obviously not a big fan of his contract. Aaron Donald, very similar situation. OBJ shows up, participates in camp. Aaron Donald holds out. Who's handling it properly?
Well, you know, when you're a star player, like both of them are, and are basically the best player on either team, that's your only... To withhold your services, the only leverage you have if you want a new contract. Sometimes it pays off, and sometimes, you know, you kind of walk back in with your head between your legs. Right? But the star players have always had, in my mind, the leverage. It's just up to how the teams handle it. Both of them have outperformed their rookie contracts, but they still have 2 years left on both of them, 5-year deals in the first round. So I don't know who's handling it best. I think both of them, I've been around Aaron Donald, I've been around OBJ. I've been around both of them. They both love football the same. You know, how they're being guided right now and what their agents are saying has a lot to do with it. But Odell has been putting on, I was up at training camp a couple weeks ago watching him. He's been putting on a show every day. And I've always said that football is as much an entertainment industry as it is a sports industry. And he certainly provides that in a big way for the league and for his team and for the city of New York.
We're the home for the New York Jets here in Albany, so don't be too harsh with this answer. What are Jets fans' expectations? What should they be for the 2017 team?
Well, I'm actually a little higher on the Jets than what most people want to say. I've been out to watch a practice. I think they've made some change in the coaching staff that's going to be good. I think defensively they have a chance to be a top-10 defense. I know they have some issues at corner. But I think the safeties are a great tandem of rookie safeties. They'll learn quickly, but they're going to be really good players for a long time. And then defensive line, I thought they underperformed last year by a lot. But if they play to their talent level this year, it's going to cover some other weaknesses up. And I think they'll be able to run the football. So, I don't know. They're not going to be an exciting team. Certainly, they need help at wide receiver in a big way. But if Josh McCown can stay healthy, and I think he's going to be the quarterback, as much as I know everybody wants to see Hackenberg. I just think it's going to be tough to beat Josh out right now. We'll see how long. He has never played a 16-game schedule. We'll see if he can do something close to that. But I think they're going to play hard, and I think they're going to be a tough football team.
Do guys in that locker room feel that outside noise, people telling them, oh, they're rebuilding, oh, they're in tank mode, and how could it affect a locker room like the Jets?
It could affect them, but, you know, pro athletes are paid to be pros. And so the noise is just that. It's just that. I mean, if they go out there and win their first game, I mean, you know, it all changes. I mean, wins change everything in this business. And if they can get off to anywhere near a fast start or even get 2 wins in the first 5 weeks or 6 weeks, I mean, anything like that, where there's just something positive about it, a lot of that stuff will go away. And if they play really well and really – surprise everybody, it will completely go away. So the players have all the leverage. I mean, they can change it all. It's up to them. But they hear it. I mean, you just get tired of listening to it, though. And I think they'll be real tired. I'm sure they're very tired of listening to it because they've heard it all off season and throughout training camp.
Brian Baldwin with us right now on 104.5 The Team. Baldy, we were at Jets camp a year ago, and then we were there again on Monday. And, you know, it was the weirdest change of energy I've ever felt without, like, the head coach changing. Like, they seem more intense. Do you think that is, you know, coming out of the fact that they're hearing how bad they're going to be?
I think some of it is the veterans are pretty embarrassed by how they played last year. You know, I mean, Muhammad Wilkerson can be a dominant player in this league. They're paying him to be a dominant player, and he wasn't last year. So, you know, I mean, between Wilkerson and Big Daddy and Sheldon Richardson, I mean, those three guys inside, they could be as dominant as any group in this entire league. And so I think some of it is, you know, they should dominate these drills the way Cowboys offensive line dominate their drills. Dominate every day and put it on themselves and really just say, look, if we play better, we're going to play better as a team. And so I think it starts up front with their defensive line. They drafted high. They're paid well. They're good players. Leonard Williams can be as good as anybody in his business at that position. He is a great young player. They all play to their capabilities up front. This team should practice harder. I mean, it should make the offensive line better. It should make the running game better. And I think maybe that's going on right now.
There's some people that would say it doesn't even matter what the Jets or any other AFC East team does. They can't catch the Patriots. Is there anybody even close right now?
No. Nobody's close. But nobody works like the Patriots work. Nobody has a plan like the Patriots have a plan. I mean, they don't change anything. They change. I mean, they don't ever bring back the same roster as the year before. In this case, you know, roster that just won a Super Bowl and the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history. But it's a completely different roster. And Belichick starts day one with the fundamentals of the game. And there is just a complete buy-in by the players. Everybody is held accountable every single day. And it's just not like that everywhere or in most places. And everybody in the East has done nothing but change everything from the front office, the head coach, to the quarterback, to the personnel, trying to catch them. But they're just not as efficient and as smart as the guys in Foxborough are.
NFL Network's Brian Baldinger. Baldy, have you seen anything to lead you to believe that it won't be the Patriots in Minnesota in February?
Well, it's still very early, very early. No, I think Pittsburgh will make a good run. I mean, from all accounts right now, Ben knows he's really in, you know, the swan song of his career. He seems to be in a much more leadership position. The Patriots have been their nemesis over the last 3 years. They lost their last year in the AFC Championship game. I think they'll give him a run at some point. But, no, I think it's the Patriots and everybody else right now.
Just hearing your voice means that football is so close, and we love that you made time for us, man. We appreciate you.
My pleasure. Anytime, guys. Be good now.